Live in the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gruber. I am America's voice. God bless America. And God bless you for being here. It means you have an important stake in everything we're doing, and you're willing to speak up and be heard, as you all should be. We got three big things to start this hour with. Here it is. Number one, Ira Flores, the new Hispanic member of Congress from Texas, fires back at the New York Times smear job, calling her a far-right Latina for supporting faith, family, and country. They just don't get it anymore, do they? Number two, a pair of illegal aliens were prepping for another 4th of July massacre. Illegal aliens, this one in Virginia. You aren't hearing about that one because they don't want to tell you about it, from illegals coming over the southern border. And number three, the Democrat fixation with abortion is far more appealing than it seems. They're trying to make excuses for the crumbling economy. Hell, Joe Biden took his economic message on the road to Ohio, and high-profile Democrats were nowhere to be found in the meager crowd that was on hand. You know, they didn't even turn out. Biden's approval numbers are among the lowest in the Buckeye State, well below 30%, 26% the last number I saw for approval of Joe Biden in Ohio. So it's no wonder so many socialists had to stay home and wash their hair instead of going to the Biden rally. It's not a new phenomenon either. Joe Biden has become kryptonite, a pariah to his own party. His approval numbers continue to tumble, and it's not clear how long it will be until they hit rock bottom, if they ever will. But they're not there yet. They continue to slide. A new Monmouth poll has his support all the way down at 36%. That's a poll from yesterday. 36%, which is a new low for that company, and is among numerous polls showing the president now only in the mid-30s. And you have to wonder if the people still supporting him have ever left the house or are still hiding from COVID. Or even get television. What are the Democrats' talking points anyway? If they don't want to discuss Joe Biden or even be seen with him in public, well, they're flailing at issues like abortion and the Green New Deal. What else do they have? While Biden gives the now tired and predictable list of those responsible for inflation, runaway price on gas, groceries, shelter, transportation, and every other thing that makes life worth living, he blames Russia and Vladimir Putin, Donald Trump, gas station owners, the oil companies, and anyone else that might come into his feeble little mind. The rest of the nation is clued into his clueless act, however. And it is the independents that are rejecting his failing message and failing leadership more than anyone else. The independents, you know, the ones that decide who wins elections. So Democrats are turning to the last gasp issue. They hope we'll get them just enough votes to hang on to some dignity. It won't. The issue, of course, is abortion. But it's not helping much either. It's not helping much at all. Michigan's governor, for example, who was once considered the number one contender to be Joe Biden's running mate, Gretchen Whitmer, says abortion is a great part of the state's legacy. A great part of the state's legacy is abortion and must be part of the future, she claims. I'm not kidding you. It's bite number one. Here it is. Go.
Yet companies are simply saying, well, we'll pay for you to go out of state. I mean, are you actually hearing from businesses that would leave Michigan if abortion were illegal?
I've not heard from businesses that are saying that. Right now, abortion remains legal and safe because we have an injunction on that 1931 law, but it's precarious. And I would love to be able to pitch Michigan as a place where every person has full civil rights, full bodily autonomy, and the ability to make a good quality of life here in Michigan. That's our, it's a great part of the, our legacy, and it's got to be a part of our future.
Legacy is the word she used. I didn't use the word. She did. Abortion is part of our great legacy in Michigan. I don't think abortion is part of anyone's great legacy. Safe, legal, and rare. Remember that? Now it's safe, legal, and anywhere, anytime, any reason. It's remarkable, but this is what the Democrats are clinging to. I mean, what else do they have? All right. Now, the most unpopular politician of my lifetime is suddenly getting pushed out in front of the cameras a lot. Now, is that because it reminds people that if the second most unpopular politician, Joe Biden, gets pushed aside, we end up with her? Here she is, Kamala Harris, talking abortion and sexualizing kids, too. Oh, yeah, Kamala Harris. It is. Bite number three. Go.
Well, you work hard. to teach the principles of liberty and freedom in your classroom, these so-called leaders are taking freedoms away. Freedom away from women and the freedom to make decisions over their own bodies. Freedom away from a kindergarten to third grade teacher in Florida to love openly and with pride.
Yeah, because that's the most important thing that we teach third graders. Where do these people lose their minds? I mean, seriously? Just weird. Meanwhile, speaking of shrill and tone-deaf, alt-left wacko Elizabeth Warren says problem pregnancy centers, you know, the place that people go to get comfort if they don't want to be pregnant and trying to figure out what they want to do with their lives, they should all be shut down immediately. I can't even make that up. It's bite number four. Bite four. Go.
Senator Warren also taking aim at pregnancy crisis centers.
Here in Massachusetts, these so-called crisis pregnancy centers outnumber genuine abortion clinics by 3-1.
She says women walk into the centers believing they'll get abortions. Instead, they try to talk women out of it. She calls it a bait and switch.
They are giving it over to people who wish them harm. And that has to stop. We need to put a stop to that in Massachusetts right now.
Yeah. Problem pregnancy centers. We won't have anyone discuss anything except abortion. That's it. That's it. Georgia Senator and alleged Pastor Raphael Warnock refuses to say if he would allow doctors that refuse to perform abortions if they'd be respected for religious objections to the practice. And he, as an alleged pastor, can't even say whether he would allow for a religious exemption. Believe it or not. Bite six. Go.
So do you think you would support or could support, would you consider supporting a bill that Republican pro-choice senators had put forward in order to codify Roe?
For me, it's not about Republican, Democrat. It's
what
not
about this distinction that it protects religious workers or sort of people of religious conscience who don't
want to perform? I would need to see the text. Okay. Of the bill. I mean, that's part of what it means to be a good legislator. I take it very seriously.
So he cannot say whether he would allow for a religious exemption. He'd have to see the bill first. That's a simple yes or no question, sir. At any rate, Warnock also in trouble right now for misusing campaign funds to fight personal lawsuits. That comes from Politico. The far-left rag Politico going after Warnock for using campaign funds to fight lawsuits that were filed against him as time in his position as pastor. We'll see how that plays out. The FEC says it's a violation. Politico has pointed it out. We'll see what that means. Plus, we've got some big breaking news after the break on the world stage. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
If you're looking for a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because it's a great idea. But sometimes that doesn't work out. I found the Barking Boutique. They also suggest starting at the shelter. But if it doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner David was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do better, and he did. You can start your search right now, thebarkingboutique.com. New arrivals daily at thebarkingboutique.com. Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money, too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.